Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Rousing good morning. Catherine Albrecht here, filling in for Alex Jones. Let's hope he gets a good, well, a week of well-deserved rest. Alex Jones, on the front lines of liberty out there defending our rights, out there fighting against the globalists and the folks like Piers Morgan who would take away your guns and your rights and all of your freedoms. Well, you know, even Alex Jones, hard to believe. Because it's hard to believe that man ever gets tired or ever rests, but we're encouraging him. Hey, get a back rub. Take a little break. So I'm sitting in with you. I will be with you today, Monday. This is March 4th, 2013. I'll also be with you Tuesday and Friday as well. And you may know me, my radio program broadcast not long after Alex's on the same network, the GCN network. Catherine Albrecht is my name. I've been a regular guest on Alex's show in the past, and you probably know me either as the RFID lady or the privacy lady or maybe the lady who's out there always telling you to get off of Google and make the switch over to Startpage, that private search engine we've been talking about for a while. So it is my pleasure to be with you today. I've got a pretty exciting show lined up for you. Alex said, hey, bring some of your best guests on. So I'm going to be doing that today. First hour, I want to give you some updates from the news, bring a couple of things to your attention in terms of how the technology is merging to create what I've been referring to as the giant, hey, you know, I got a name for it. How about the web? Ooh, the web. How about the net? Let's call it that. Trouble is that's what it's already called. But if you put it all together, you realize that all of these technologies are combining to create prison walls, whether it is a net, whether it is a web, whether it's a jail, whether it's a prison, lots of ways you can refer to it. And the crazy part about this, I think our ancestors, especially back in the days of, you know, John sitting there on the island of Patmos, taking down some dictation from the big guy in the sky in the book of Revelation, I think he would have said, I can't imagine that anybody's going to welcome the changes that come about as this global entity takes form. And yet we look around ourselves and we see that people are welcoming it with open arms. Isn't it crazy? It's almost like there's a degree of discernment that some people have and a degree of discernment that other people seem to not have ears at all to hear. But if you are listening to this radio program, if you're a regular listener to Alex Jones or to my own show, then I'm guessing that you have ears to hear and you're feeling something coming. Something. And that's something that's coming when you really feel it down in your bones. It probably gives you a little bit of a chill, maybe. Maybe makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck. Well, there's other people out there who are dancing with joy at the developments of the encroaching technology. Several of those folks out there, one of them, you'll get a kick out of this one, Justin Bieber. Yeah, any Justin Bieber fans out there? Yeah, I didn't think so. Well, Justin Bieber's latest plan, he has actually been enlisted as one of many of a long line of folks here, enlisted to promote and make cool, at least to his following, his fans, to make the idea of embracing this future technology very cool. Yeah, Justin Bieber, he's actually marketing a prepaid card so that kids will get away from using cash and move into using numbered payment systems. Give you more details on that as we come back. I got a break coming up here in just a moment. Also want to talk about how those spy drones, turns out they've been in use now, spying on Americans for the last 7 years. Yeah, we just started hearing about these last year. But by the time we hear about it, usually this stuff's been around for a couple of years at the very least. And even the 7 years may be an understatement as to how long this stuff has been going on. But yeah, we've got the drones now getting equipped with eavesdropping surveillance technology on board. So not only can they spy on you and look through your window, but they'll also be able to listen to you. All right, we'll be right back right after this break coming up. And then the final thing I want to talk about this hour is national service. Yeah, you want to sign up for that? It's not compulsory military service they're promoting now, but compulsory public service. And guess who's going to be defining what that is? All right, I'm your host for this today's show, at least, Catherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, hey, good morning. Catherine Albrecht here with you, filling in for Alex Jones. He's taking a much-needed break. I'll tell you, out there fighting on the front lines, he needs a little break. So I'm going to be your guest today, tomorrow, and Friday also of this week, giving you updates on the area of my expertise, which is the issues of privacy, the encroaching technological, oh, I suppose you could call it the web or the net or the trap or the jail. Lots of names you can give it. By the way, in Spanish, it's called la red, which means the trap. So isn't it crazy that this thing we call the internet, this web, this net, has such an entrapment just built right into its name? One of the things that I've been long concerned about, and anyone who's listened to my radio show over the last 6 years or followed my work since 1999, actually Alex is one of the folks who helped wake me up way back when, then you know that I'm extremely concerned about the elimination of cash. You know, retail privacy, this idea that when you make a purchase, you know, if you think about it, in the past, it used to be an issue of our parents needing the ability to grow food or have the ability to provide for themselves, maybe have some land, be able to put a roof over their heads. Well, for us nowadays, it's less an issue of being able to plant crops on your own land. It's literally an issue of being able to walk into the grocery store and buy food. And we know that historically, whenever governments have wanted to crack down on people, they do it by either rationing or eliminating altogether their ability to buy the things that they need to survive. Well, there's an interesting story in the news out this week. We know that Justin Bieber, I know I say the name and I want to laugh. Justin Bieber, before you laugh too hard, note that he has more than 51 million friends on Facebook. I didn't even realize there were enough people of his age group to actually friend him to have 51 million friends on Facebook. 30 million Twitter followers. Say what you will about Justin Bieber, it is absolutely the case that he's got an immense following of young fans. Well, guess what? The powers that be have decided to use Justin Bieber to promote. And this is going to blow your mind. He is marketing a prepaid payment card designed to promote responsible teen spending. He's promoting this to his millions of fans, taking to social media to spread this message. It is a MasterCard from a company called Bill My Parents, Inc., and it is called the Spend Smart MasterCard. Now, why is this important? Because let me tell you what they're conditioning these kids to accept. And I really would alert you, if you're a parent, to take a look at the things that are being marketed and targeted at your children. Because really, the kids are the next generation. It's not going to take too long for today's teens to be tomorrow's judges and corporate officers and bankers and attorneys and everything else. They're going to become the power structure that we are going to grow old at their mercy. And these folks, including Justin Bieber, who just turned 19 apparently last week, these folks are the future. So what is it they're promoting to the kids of the future? Well, let me give you some of the details out of this. Prepaid card to teach financial responsibility. Here's what it does, though. Every time a teen swipes the card, both the parent and the teen receive an immediate text that tells them how much was spent, where it was spent, and what the balance is on the card. Now, if you were a teen, would you really want to switch from cash in your pocket to a prepaid plastic numbered payment device that every place you went would rat you out to your parents? All right, well, let me ask you, even if you thought it was appropriate for parents to know every last dime and penny that you spent and exactly where you were when you spent it, what kind of conditioning is this creating? Yeah, every time a teen swipes the card, the parent receives an immediate text. Get this, it gets worse. The parents can also lock and unlock the card if it gets lost. Or if a parent wants the child to stop using the card for any reason, they have the ability, the parent that is, to log on and immediately shut down your ability to use this numbered payment device. Sound familiar? Maybe sounds like something coming up in our future. My big concern, and I keep saying this over and over, is that we've got to start, if we're not already, we've got to start using cash. Cash, use it or lose it. Let's talk about one place we've already seen the cash beginning to vanish in Texas and Washington State, and that is your ability to pay cash at the toll roads. And anytime they take away your ability to pay cash and switch you over into a numbered payment system, you get all of the things that we're seeing here with Justin Bieber's promoted Bill My Parents Smart MasterCard, which is the ability for someone out there, some parental unit, whether it's your own mom or dad, as in the case of this particular nasty thing, or whether it's your, you know, maybe it's Nancy Pelosi, maybe it is Hillary Clinton, maybe it's big sister out there, just wanting to make sure that you stick to your diet. You know, we all have a hard time sticking to our resolutions. We say, oh, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. Well, a card like this, you know, you could reach out to big sister, and big sister could actually help you to make sure that you didn't buy that extra pint of Haagen-Dazs, or maybe any pints of Haagen-Dazs ever again. See, once you start tying in the ability to monitor what people purchase, which is what credit cards enable you to do, which is what all of these numbered payment systems do, then you get to the next step. Now, we know, why is it that you don't want your guns registered? For example, well, the reason you don't want your gun registered is because you know from history, which tells us this pretty clearly, that when you register guns, the next step is confiscating guns or controlling them, limiting who can actually have access to self-defense. And then you get restrictions on who can have access to self-defense. And then ultimately you wind up with confiscation and control. And you wind up with a system that says, no, I'm sorry. No, people of your ethnic background, people of your economic background, people of your political views, people of your persuasion, whatever that might be, you're not allowed to have a gun. Well, that's bad enough when it's guns, and I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment. But let me tell you how it's going to be truly horrific when it comes down to food, clothing, the basic things you buy at the store, batteries, extension cords, whatever you need to run live in today's world, a new computer. All of it is going to be tied into a registration system, and it's coming. Now, I first talked about this way back in 1999 when I founded Caspian, the consumer privacy group that I founded as kind of an armchair activist back then. I was frustrated or concerned, I suppose, at the use of in 1999, at the use of the plastic supermarket frequent shopper cards. They go by a lot of names. The main name that they use is a loyalty card, which I love because it's so, it's got such a big brothery political feel to it. But the use of these loyalty cards at cash registers across the U.S. has now expanded to the point where literally billions of dollars of infrastructure have been built right into the cash registers all across the globe, not just in the U.S., but everywhere. You can go to Jamaica, you can find these things. You can go to South Korea and you'll find them. You can go to Yemen and Saudi Arabia and you will find that their cash registers are no longer just little calculators with cash drawers, but they've now been turned into high-tech, customer-identifying, price-changing, computerized units hooked up to the Internet. And they're hooked up to vast multinational databases, which makes it even more disturbing. So we've already got the system in place to take all of the purchases being made on the globe and route them back to the central brain, whether that's run by Google or whether that's run by the NSA, whoever winds up running that. But we already have the infrastructure to do it. And the remaining piece is to get the world's people away from cash over to a system where every time they walk up to one of those cash registers in Yemen or Saudi Arabia or Mexico or any of the other places all across the globe that this infrastructure has been installed, to get them to identify themselves at the point of sale. Now, once you tie this a little further, there was just an article out, and Alex and I were talking about this on his show last week, and you can find the link online at Infowars.com. Is Alex and I were talking about this new study out, or this new story out in the Wall Street Journal, that essentially vindicates what I've been saying for 10 years now, I guess 13 years since I founded Caspian, to talk about these supermarket cards, is now they're converting the purchases that you make at the supermarket into individual nutritional and health profiles. So what that means is when you buy that Häagen-Dazs, they calculate the number of grams of fat, the number of grams of sugar, the number of grams of strawberry concentrate. They put all of that into a giant database of information about everything that you eat and everything you take home to your family. Now, up until now, you're not noticing that. That's happening behind the scenes. It's underground. It's been going on literally for years. I know this because I attended a talk at MIT where one of the key executives of Stop and Shop, our big grocery chain up here in New England, he was talking about the supermarket cards and said, you know, it's really great. And the best part is the customers have no idea how much data we're gathering on them when they scan that card. And I raised my hand, you know, just kind of a member of the audience who didn't know who I was. And I said, excuse me, why are you spending all that money? You know, these things are expensive. You got to pay for the card. You have to pay for the key fobs, and especially you have to pay for the data entry. You've got to build in this huge infrastructure into all of your cash registers. Why are you doing that? And he said, well, we're hoping to recoup some of our expenses by sharing the information with HMOs. And, you know, this was back in, what, 2003, 2004? So nearly 10 years ago. And now you've got the Wall Street Journal coming out saying it directly. Yeah, absolutely, that's what they're doing. By the way, if there are any employees of Safeway out there listening to this radio show, Safeway was one of the very first supermarkets in the country to introduce the Safeway Club card, you know, the bonus card, the rewards card, the Safeway Club card. And what they're not telling you is that Safeway employees are kind of the vanguard. They're at the front end of this this new plan. If you are a Safeway employee, you actually can receive a, and I'm going to cough when I say this, I'm going to make air quotes with my fingers, you can receive a discount on your health insurance by allowing Safeway to record every single stitch of celery, every single hamburger that you purchase and consume through Safeway stores so that they can monitor that you are eating healthy. And if you do, they'll give you, and again, I'll cough and use air quotes, they'll give you a discount on your insurance. I would argue that now that they're putting this all together, this ability to convert all of your food purchases into nutritional records, believe me, Obamacare is not going to be far behind. All right, I'm your host, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex Jones. Let's all join together and send him some warm wishes of relaxation, a little bit of a rest. All right, stay tuned. I'll be right back right after this break.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March by 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Catherine Albrecht here with you. Riding shotgun. Thanks for tuning in. I'm filling in for Alex Jones this week. so delighted to be with you. I've been a regular guest on Alex's show. I think the first time I was on his show was probably back in 2001 or 2002, and I've been listening to his show since before 1999 when I myself became an activist. So truly an honor and a real pleasure to be here with you guys this week. And again, just putting out all my best wishes for Alex to actually get a little bit of a break. I know he's been working overtime. I've heard even when he's on a break, though, he keeps working. So I'm gonna send him a little email. Hey, Alex, hope you're taking a break. All right. Well, let's see. I've got a couple of additional things I want to bring to your attention this hour. And then I want to open up the phone lines here and get your thoughts on some of these stories. One of them is, speaking of young people, we know that if you want to change society, then if you can get all the young people into one place and condition them in a particular way, then you can create the future. Good or bad, I suppose. I don't know. The future I want to see does not involve large masses of people thinking the same in groupthink. But certainly the powers that be out there like that kind of thing. And that's one of the reasons why the government schools and all of this sort of mass groupthink, where kids are isolated and segregated by age, where they're isolated and segregated away from adults other than the single authority figure who tells them what to do all day long, that's kind of the mindset. And of course, Hitler said to the people who opposed him back in the 1930s and 40s, he said, listen, guys, I don't care about you, meaning the adults who opposed him, his opponents. He said, I don't care about you because the future is your kids, and they already belong to me. Yeah. So if you're sending your kids to the government schools, then do not be surprised if your kids come home and hold viewpoints that don't match your own. And if you're sending your kids out into the university world, they're going to get even more indoctrination. And let me tell you something. In 2006, I graduated from Harvard. I got my doctorate in 2006. And that year, the commencement speaker was Jim Lehrer. You know Jim Lehrer from the McNeil Lehrer NewsHour? You may also know Jim Lehrer because he is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you've been paying attention, you know that those are the global elite that get the message out about whatever it is that they want to have publicized, right? You got all the major mainstream MSM, mainstream media folks out there, and Jim Lehrer is one of them. I thought it was the weirdest thing ever when, at my commencement speech, Jim Lehrer gets up. I didn't really know much about him. I mean, I've watched his TV show a couple of times, but I didn't really know much about him. He gets up and proceeds to deliver to all of these graduating future leaders of Harvard University a speech about how the goal is to get everybody performing service, that we all need to be reconnected with one another. Let me read you just a couple of quotes from there, and then I want to tie it into what's going on today. These guys always announce what they're going to do in advance. He says, we can spur great deeds. This is a literal quote from his speech at my commencement. We can spur great deeds that history will mark decades and even centuries from now. If Harvard can find the courage to change itself, it can change the world. He cited, quote, several opportunities, including the ongoing revolution in life sciences and biomedical research and all of that challenge. But then the key thing is, he went on and talked about how we need to have some form of national service. Here's his quote. He says, he entered the Marines reluctantly during peacetime, but the experience changed his life. He says, quote, I'm grateful my country forced me to serve my country, not for my country's sake, but for my own. And then he goes on and talks about how important it is that we have, listen to this, a national discussion about implementing a new compulsory service. He said this could encompass the military, the Peace Corps, and other areas. Quote, I believe we need a new, real-world dose of shared experience. And then he goes on and talks about this. He says the problem with voluntary service is it gives people not enough options. It just, it's not... Voluntary service just isn't going to do it. He wants national service. He says, quote, 2006, I say let that debate and all others around national service begin. All right. Now, this is where these things get announced. Pay attention, by the way, and I'm going to start paying more attention to the commencement speeches delivered at the universities of the elite, because they're after the future generations. So what is it now that's coming out? Well, we've got a new bill that has been introduced into Congress right now that would call for mandatory public service. So it all ties in, it comes around, it goes around, it's all part of the same circle. This is a new bill. I'll be giving you details on it if you want to oppose it. I would strongly recommend that it's going into committee. But it would call for mandatory national service for all Americans between the ages of 18 and 24. All right. Yeah, they're coming for the kids. They really are. So, yeah, you and I get it. I hope there are some kids listening out there. I hope you guys get it, too. They're coming for you. All right, Catherine Albrecht here, filling in for Alex Jones. I am your temporary host, and I'm going to open up the phone lines when we come back. 1-800-259-9231. Stay tuned. More right after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Yeah, you're going to owe more than that coming up. Catherine Albrecht here, filling in for Alex Jones. Happy to be here with you, riding shotgun, as we take a look at today's news. Also got some great guests lined up for you, those of you who will be with us through the entire program. About to open up the phone lines, 1-800-259-9231, to get your thoughts and your comments on today's stories. Before we get back to there, I just want to remind you that the InfoWars store is your one-stop shop for everything InfoWars. InfoWarsShop.com is the website. Also want to remind you to pick up your copy of the InfoWars magazine. If you turn to that inside front cover, you'll see an ad for startpage.com, my favorite search engine. If you haven't pulled the Google needle out of your arm yet, please do so. We are way too addicted to Google and to basically doing the daily mind meld. You know, it's like uploading the contents of your brain every single day to the global brain, the big brother global brain that is run over there by Sergey and Larry. By the way, when asked what they wanted Google to become, their answer, like the mind of God. Yeah, no, thank you. Startpage.com returns 100% Google results without any of the Google tracking. And I know because I help create it. When you use Startpage instead of Google, we strip out all of the identifying information that you send. We strip out all the tracking cookies Google sends back, give you 100% Google results in total privacy, and then delete all records of your visit. Pretty cool stuff. Totally free. Startpage.com. Check it out. All right. Let's see. I want to tell you just a little bit about this bill that ties in with what Jim Lehrer was warning us. I'm going to call it warning us about back in 2006. He would call it promoting. And believe me, these folks who are all part of the Council on Foreign Relations, they get their marching orders, and then they go out into positions of influence like Jim Lehrer did at the commencement speech in 2006 at Harvard. And then, you know, it takes a couple of years. What's it been, like 7 years since then? Takes a couple of years, and then it begins to make its way to the forefront. Right now, it's in the forefront as a bill that has been introduced, H.R. 748, Happy Valentine's Day. This was your Valentine's gift. This was introduced on February 14th, 2013. Opponents, we'll post some information on my blog at kmashow.com and also post some information about InfoWars of how you can oppose this. The bill would require, authorize the induction, I'll read this, of persons in the uniformed services during wartime to meet end strength requirements, et cetera, et cetera. But it also requires all persons in the U.S. between the ages of 18 and 25 to perform national service. They would either serve the country as a member of uniformed services or civilian service. That civilian service could be served with federal, state, or local government programs, including community-based organizations. Who do you think is going to be determining which community-based organizations are appropriate and which are not? Yeah, that's the big question here. There's been a lot of speculation regarding this since President Obama, who also is part of the same cabal, in 2008, just a year and a half after Jim Lehrer made his little statement there to the students of Harvard, he called for a, quote, citizen army or a, quote, civilian national security force. What a frightening idea. All right, just giving you a heads up, this thing is making its way through committee. We'll give you information on how you can oppose it here shortly. All right, so a couple of topics on the table right now. One of them is Justin Bieber, with his 50 million Facebook followers, promoting the use of a card. This is a prepaid payment card that would tell your parents, if you're a kid, tell your parents exactly how much you spent down to the penny and exactly where you spent it in real time via a text, and would give the parents the ability to just wave a wand and turn off your ability to make payments altogether. Sound like conditioning? Yeah, it kind of does to me, too. All right, speaking on that, let's go to Chris calling in from Kentucky. Let's see, I think we got Chris on the line. Chris, go right ahead. Hello.
Hello, Catherine. Thank you so much for bringing this up. Yes, you were talking about the rewards cards earlier. Not just major chains are doing this, but small businesses around here, such as coffee shops, are doing it. It's like, if you buy so much of quantity of this product, we'll give you one or two free of all the count and records they put you in a database about. And they
well, it depends, Chris, on how they do it, because I'm actually a big fan of the punch cards, you know, where you've just got a little card, because they don't need to know who you are. You don't need to tell them anything about yourself. You don't have to use a numbered account. You're not in a computer. And if you're a little coffee shop and you're thinking of introducing something like this, you don't have to pay for all the software and everything else. Just get yourself a stack of cards and a unique little punch thing. And, you know, you buy six coffees, get a seventh free. That to me seems like the way to go rather than the big databases. So, Chris, are you a member of any of these rewards cards?
No, not at all. I don't even have a cell phone.
There you go.
I have a computer. I have internet on StartPage. I do.
Glad to hear it. Good.
And I tell you that our privacy, this commercial, I wanted another one I saw not long ago, was this window got broken on a house. And the neighbors looked at each other and said, came up with this iPhone. You electronically write your check through a cell phone to the bank, wireless. And you talk about privacy issues. I mean,
is this the one, I think this is the Samsung Galaxy ad where they hold the phones together to one another and the money just transfers automatically, changes hands?
Exactly. Yeah,
you know, that's really where they want to move us to. As soon as they can get us away from cash, believe me, they would have done it yesterday if they could, is to get us to stop using cash. And even though all these television ads would make you think that people don't use cash anymore, it is still between 70 and 85% of purchases in the U.S. today are made with cash. So we are not a cashless society by any stretch. And it turns out that the worse the economy gets, the more people revert to using cash. So they're really just tearing their hair out in frustration, because many more of us are saying, forget the credit cards. I don't want to be paying that interest rate. I'm going to go back to using cash. So they're going to try using the media, using folks like Justin Bieber, using video games, using every possible way that they can come up with to get us off of cash. So, yeah, and I'm glad you're resisting it. I think we all need to. And the thing I continue to say, cash, use it or lose it. And if they want your personal information to make a purchase, decline. Say no thank you. And those of you, by the way, using shopper cards under a fake name, that'll only work until you use a credit card or an ATM card. Because you can sign up as Mickey Mouse, but the minute you scan the, you know, John Q. Peterson card, they throw Mickey Mouse out and put your name at the top. So if you shop at a store that absolutely forces you to use a frequent shopper card to get the discounts, and you don't have any other alternatives, those are a lot of ifs. But if you are in that situation, what I would recommend doing is get two separate supermarket cards, take a Sharpie marker, and on one of them write cash, and only use that one when you have cash. And if you ever find yourself without cash and you have to use a credit card, then write credit or ID on the other one, and then use that one with your ID. And that way most of your purchases will be anonymous with that cash card. And I'd say, you know, periodically just lose it and sign up for another one as anonymously as you can. All right, let's go on to, let's see, got additional callers here. Let's go to Julio, who's been holding for some time in Illinois. Good afternoon or good morning, Julio. Hello. I think it's afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Depends on where you're at.
Big fan of your work.
Thank you.
I have a privacy question, but I want to mention something about GMOs briefly. I'm doing a documentary, and last week I was just outside of the Pentagon near D.C. and was able to ask a few questions to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and asked him about GMO safety, if it's safe for human consumption. Will we ever see some sort of USDA GMO label similar to a USDA organic label? He flat out told me, he also told me about drought-resistant seeds. Number one, drought-resistant seeds are safe. They're very beneficial. Number two, there's no, quote, reputable study out there, end quote, that says GMOs aren't safe for human consumption. And then finally, he said he does not foresee a day that we'll see GMO labeling from the USDA. So I found that
interesting. I don't think those guys are going to be the source through which that's going to come if it comes. You know, I mean, I'm sure you could have asked the Alabama school department, hey, when are you guys going to have desegregation back in the 40s? And they would have said, nah, not going to do it. It really takes people sitting down and, you know, sometimes literally sitting in the streets and blocking traffic to say, we absolutely demand it. And I don't think any of these guys is going to come out and voluntarily do that, because there's way too much money at stake. I mean, they've got the entire Monsanto, Nabisco, you know, Duane Andreas, Archer Daniels, Midland cabal breathing down their necks. And that's where the money is right now. So until there's too much, until there's enough pressure to overcome the inertia that you get when there's huge amounts of money involved, we're not going to see those changes. That's why I'm looking for the state level. You know, I personally have totally given up on the federal government to really solve any of our problems. I think they're more of a source of problems than a solution. But on the local level, you're seeing communities all over the country saying, we're a GMO-free zone. You can't plant those crops here anymore. You've got Hawaii now saying no more imported GMO foods unless they're labeled. You've got, you know, on the local level, California almost passing, and some say it did pass, that initiative that would have required labeling. And you know what it reminds me of, Julio, is back when they first introduced RFID. And that's the microchips, remote tracking microchips on consumer products. And I said, you got to label them. And we had this bill, we introduced the bill, and I spoke at a big RFID conference. All these men, it was like three women and like 200 men. And I'm standing up there on the stage, and I said, listen, I've got some legislation I want to talk to you guys about. And they're all glaring, and they want to throw tomatoes at the stage. And I said, no, you guys are going to like this. You think I'm going to get up here and say we need to ban RFID and consumer products, but what I really just want is labeling. And they still kept glaring at me. And one guy stood up in the front row, and he says, Catherine, You know as well as we do, if we label it, it's the same as a ban because people aren't going to buy it. And my response to that was, listen, if you can't tell people you're doing it, then you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. So I think we're going to see the same thing, any kind of labeling, whether it's labeling of garbage in the milk, human growth hormone in the milk, whether it's labeling bovine growth hormone, whether it's labeling of GMO, whether it's labeling of RFID tracking devices. If they have to tell you about it, they know that you're going to say no way. And what it's really going to come down to, even if they do label it, they're still going to be doing it in the cheap stuff, going out to the people who aren't educated enough to read a label. And then you're going to see a real divide in our culture between the people who are poor and not educated, who will become sicker and sicker, and those who have the money to avoid the genetically modified foods. And I don't want to see that division in our society. I don't think that's going to be a good move, really, for anyone involved. Hey, thanks for the call, Julio. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Dan calling in from Idaho on compulsory service. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Catherine. Say, I think that when the parents get put under control by using these cards with their children, then when Big Sister wants to justify her doing the same thing to us in the future, she'll just say, well, you did it to your kids. Why can't we do it to you?
See, isn't that the case? And, you know, you're so right here, Dan, because oftentimes what people will say to me is, well, you know, if they're going to have RFID tracking, why don't they just put that on Congress? And I say that'd be the worst thing in the world to do, because the minute you take the people who are in positions of authority and control and you accustom them to being tracked, monitored, and surveilled, then they don't even blink or think twice before they do it to us. And this whole thing about parents, you know, getting parents on board, parents are... I have to say, whenever I talk about implantable microchips and tracking devices, everybody says, oh, no, that's terrible. I don't want it. Get it away from me. Oh, but wait, could you put that on my kid? There's something about the desire, and I think it's in part because kids are so out of the control of parents today, that if you can appeal to parents' sense that their kids are out of control, then you can get the parents to put the prison bars on the kids. You can get the parents to actually inject probably tracking devices right into their own flesh and blood, right into their kids' flesh. You can probably get parents to not only sign up for this Justin Bieber cash card program, but actually get them to beg for it or even pay for it. So there's something really going on there where they appeal to our sense of being out of control. And the one place where people feel like they do have a little bit of control is over their own children. So, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think that once they get the parents to do it, to sign up for this, then they'll turn around and say, all right, now we want y'all to do it. And you know it's coming. You know, especially in light of Obamacare. I said I was going to mention that. You know, Obamacare is going to be all about you paying for that guy over there's medical care. And right now, yeah, heck no, I don't want you monitoring my Haagen-Dazs consumption. But, you know, I would like you to monitor that guy's Haagen-Dazs consumption because I don't want to have to pay for his triple bypass surgery in a year. So I think they're going to use that as the justification. Look how expensive all this health care is. We don't have enough money for your health care because we're paying for that guy over there eating, you know, 50 bags of Cheetos a month. Why don't we just use the technology that we've got in place right now and register his Cheeto purchases and cut them off? You know, make that guy not eat the Cheetos. And everybody's going to go, oh, yeah, sounds good. You know, that's what they're doing at Safeway right now. So I think it's coming. I really do. I think it's in our future.
That, you know, they won't pay for what I'll do with this insurance, and I won't do what they'll pay for because I go everything natural. And when my children were born back in the early 80s, I started having children. We just had them at home. We didn't get a birth certificate. We didn't get a Social Security number. We put the entry in the Bible. We took the Bible down and got them passports. And the kids have been able to function extremely well. We made a historic case in Wyoming when my son was issued a driver's license without a Social Security number, but we just lived by a different tune for a long time.
I gotta tell you, Dan, I would love to hear that story, actually, because I've had a number of people on my own radio show in recent weeks talking about their court cases and their opposition to being numbered or having their kids numbered. So if you could reach out to me, if you go to my website, it's kmashow.com or just katherinealbrecht.com. You can find the contact info on there and reach out to me because I'd love to talk to you further about that. Especially parents out there who've made the choice not to number their kids. I think that, you know, the powers that be want you to believe that that doesn't happen. And I happen to know for a fact that it absolutely does and that there are a lot of kids out there who are not part of the system. So thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call. Please reach out and say hello to me. Let's see if we can squeeze in Bob in Michigan about compulsory service here just under the break. Bob, are you there?
Very good. Thank you for taking my call, and I'm going to add to what the previous caller said. The Social Security number and the driver's license and so on makes you chattel goods of the executive branch of the government. And if you look on the statutes that apply to the Social Security number, it requires that you get order and notice. And my question to everybody, has anybody at all ever received order and notice? This is what they don't want you. People are arguing about the mechanics of this, and we don't want that. This is what you do. That gentleman that was just on there is spot on, and I'm just giving you the rest of the story because
I'm with you, Bob. And let me point out one other thing, too, about this whole compulsory service thing tying in with IDing your kids at birth, is that's the system through which, you know, the registration for military service right now is the way that they will nail your kids. When your kids turn 18 or apply for college, if they don't fill out that form, if they don't sign up for selective service registration, then they're in violation of federal law. So there's no law making you register your kids. But once you turn 18, you've got to do it, especially if you want to go to college or qualify for any kind of grant or scholarship. And that's going to be a big part of this compulsory service for everyone, girls included, if this thing passes, if this new piece of legislation passes. All right, Catherine Albrecht filling in for Alex Jones. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Fighting the new world order right here. Catherine Albrecht filling in for Alex Jones. So good to be on with you today. Giving you guys a heads up about a couple of things. Compulsory national service. Obama warned us about it back as a candidate in 2008. They elected him anyway. He said, quote, "We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, and just as well-funded." He referred to this as a citizen army. God forbid, a citizen army back in 2008. Of course, they want to disarm us, so they don't really want a citizen army. They just want an army of peons willing to march and step and do what they say. We were warned about this also by Jim Lehrer back in 2006. He spoke at my own graduation speech at Harvard as I received my doctorate. He got up there and I said, what in the world? What kind of weird speech is this? How would Jim Lehrer get up and tell us that we all need compulsory national service, that a voluntary national service would not be adequate because it would be split between the elite and the common man? And only if it is mandatory for all people alike will it be fair and just and equitable. Gulp. Yeah, that's what they want. They want everything to be equally abysmal for all people in the country. So let's hope this thing doesn't pass. Introduced February 14th, 2013. It has already been referred to the House Armed Services Committee. And the chair of that committee is Representative Buck McKeon. He's a Republican from California. He is going to be determining whether the bill passes and moves on to the committee stage. Opponents are urged to call Representative McKeon there in California and tell him how they feel about the bill. You can also send him tweets and post on his Facebook page. You can also contact Representative Rangel by contacting him as well. And I'll post information about that on my blog at kmashow.com. All right. Speaking further about compulsory service, let's see. We've got Zoe on the line listening from Illinois. Hi, Zoe.
Hi. I do have a couple things. Isn't compulsory service enslavement, even though it's temporary?
You know, it sounds like it, doesn't it? Exactly. It's essentially yanking you out of your home and putting a gun to your head if you don't comply and saying, yea, verily, now you'll work for us. So, yes, it definitely has that sense to it, doesn't it?
I think it does. And I wanted to tell you a couple things. First of all, you'll probably never want to speak to me again because on the weekend I was I wasn't coerced, but I was kind of gently urged and signed up for a restaurant card that I didn't know you had to put your name and an address in your and an email. And I don't even use email, but I have one. And so I ended up doing it. And while I'm letting my friend do it, I'm actually blind. I was going, why am I doing this? And I did.
I think we need to listen to that little voice, Zoe. You know, if there's a voice inside of you going, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, you know, that's called your conscience. It should probably be operational. You know, this signing up for all of these rewards things is going to become easier and easier, though, because in this case, you had a friend and she had to fill out a form and put down your name and they went blah, 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 blah. You know, in the future, what it's going to involve is they're going to say, hey, you want to sign up for a discount? And I put that in air quotes because the discount is always just avoiding a surcharge, really. Because what they do is they crank the rates up really high, the prices or the meals or the whatever it is, they crank it up high to accommodate these discounts. Believe me, they're not going to lose any money off of this. And then they twist your arm to get you, you know, by essentially threatening you with higher prices or poor service. And then if you comply, then you get the decent prices once again. So, you know, it's a bad plan across the board. I encourage people not to do it. But in the future, it's just going to be tap your cell phone. They're going to say, hey, you want to sign up? Just tap your smartphone against this little thing. Boom. And it's done. Because they want to take away that moment, Zoe, that you had where your conscience kicked in and said, I probably shouldn't do this. All right. Thanks for the call. Coming back right after this hour with Adrian Salbucci. He's going to talk to us about the global economic situation. He's going to be joining us from Buenos Aires.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hey, we're back. Catherine Albrecht here with you, filling in for Alex Jones. He's taking a much-needed break, and I wish him all the best as he takes a deep breath. Hope he gets a massage. We were talking about maybe getting him out there for a little shoulder relaxation. You know, we all need that. I got to tell you, it's hard to be out here on the front lines doing this work. It is difficult every day. You know, because it's coming so fast and so furious, you open up whatever portal you have to news, whether it's Infowars.com, whether it is your email and emails coming in from friends and colleagues, whether it's the newsletters that you get, whether it's the television that you turn on, however it is that it's coming at you fast and furious. Do you feel it? I can't even cover, even if I had all day. We've got 3 hours here on Alex's show. I'm going to be doing 2 hours in just a couple hours of my own radio show. And even with that amount of time, there is no possible way that I'm going to get to all the stories that for one day alone have come across my desk. It is overwhelming, utterly overwhelming. And so the question then becomes, what do we do? How do we respond to the onslaught, the immense onslaught of all of this stuff happening? And the one thing I would advise you, don't get discouraged. I know that's easy to say, right? But don't get discouraged, because you as one individual are not going to be able to stop the onslaught. You are not. There are people out there working to inform, educate, and fight back. Alex Jones, of course, being one of the people at the forefront for well over a decade now. I'm out there fighting the RFID spy chips. We've got other people out there fighting against genetically modified foods. We got people fighting on many of the battlefronts. But ultimately, one individual person is not going to be able to stop this. So at the end of the day, what are you responsible for? This is really my question for you. At the end of the day, you're not responsible if this hideous bill that I was talking about in the first hour of Alex's show here, this awful bill that would make mandatory, compulsory public service for people ages 18 to 24. If that bill passes, that's not going to be your personal fault. You can't control whether that passes or not. You can make a phone call. You can maybe sign a petition. But ultimately, that's going to pass whether you get involved or not, as much as I hate to say that. The question then becomes, what can you do and what are you responsible for? And I say this maybe as a pep talk even for myself. You know, if we do get to the point where there are implantable microchips, God forbid, because they're really dangerous, check out my website at chipmenot.com to see how they cause cancer. But even that, even the thing where I've staked out my own territory and been fighting against this for 10 years, even if that passes, is it going to be my fault that it passes? So let me just give you a little bit of maybe reassurance that at the end of the day, you are responsible for your own actions. If you sign up your kids to be implanted with microchips, shame on you. You're going to have to answer for that. If you sign up and actually support some of these steps in this direction, or you shop at the stores that are implementing these terrible programs, or you get rid of cash and you only use your credit card, or you sign up for all the frequent shopper club cards, then you're contributing to the problem. So while we can't solve the problem, we can certainly remove ourselves from contributing to it. And this is actually in the book of Revelation in the Bible. There's actually a place where it says, speaking of Babylon, speaking of the evil sort of empire of the end, known as Babylon in the Bible, it actually says, come out of her, my people, lest you be partakers of her sins and receive of her plagues. So I believe right now, if I had to look at the number one thing that we're supposed to do above and beyond anything else, come out. Don't participate. Don't feed the beast. Don't give it your data. Don't log on to Google 50 times a day and say, well, right now I'm thinking about this and next I'm thinking about that. Don't tell him. Pull out. Remove yourself. Step back. Don't participate in Babylon. And then once you've done that, then we can start figuring out where you can find your particular battleground and where you can stake your own spot and defend it. All right. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex Jones. When we come back, we'll be joined by Adrian Salbucci, joining us from Buenos Aires, Argentina, right after this.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, that's right. Catherine Albrecht here. Happy to be with you. Filling in for Alex Jones while he takes a much-deserved rest. Let's hope he actually gets a little bit of rest. I've heard that guy is round-the-clock workaholic, but it is nice to see him taking just a little bit of time off. You may know me as the RFID lady or the Spy Chips, co-author of the best-selling book Spy Chips. I've been a regular guest on Alex's show, also on Coast to Coast AM, and, of course, I host my own daily radio program on the Genesis Communications Network. Comes on not long after Alex's show. And I am here filling in for him as we take on the New World Order. Speaking of the New World Order, one of the key components of the New World Order, if you happen to live somewhere outside of the United States of America, is the power structure that is being wielded by the United States of America. Sometimes it's helpful to get a perspective from outside the U.S. and see what exactly does U.S. foreign policy and what exactly does U.S. economic policy do to other countries around the globe, and what can it tell us about the nature of the beast that we are fighting? Well, joining us this hour to talk about all of that is my guest, Adrian Salbucci. He is an international consultant and author and a speaker on geopolitics, economics, and risk management. He joins us live today from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Welcome, Adrian. Hello.
Hello, Catherine. It's a pleasure to be on the show again.
Well, it's great to have you on, and I especially want to thank you for really bringing to not just our attention, but to the attention of the world, what is going on right there in Argentina. I want to get into this hour your new article that just came out in Russia Times called The U.S. is the Don Corleone of International Politics, kind of likening the U.S. to the mob. Before we dive into that topic, though, can you give us a sense what's going on down there in Argentina for Americans who may not be aware of your economic circumstances, and maybe help tie that in with what's going on worldwide?
Well, yes, Argentina, first of all, has had chronic financial and sovereign debt problems for decades. I would say at least 30, 35 years. We have been imposed a sovereign debt that is unpayable. In other words, there is no way that the country can ever pay for it, which means that we are in the chains of a debt system. And what is a debt system? It's a system whereby the creditor will always have the debtor trapped, knowing that the debtor cannot pay back, and not being able to pay back, that means that he will be an eternal debtor. He will always be owing money, and it is that sovereign debt which has been the key component ensuring that Argentina is always fully controlled by the global power elite who run the whole debt system and who run the whole banking, private banking institutions and the multilateral institutions like the World Bank, the IMF, or even the Federal Reserve in America, as a special example, to ensure that the system will always continue. It just is just rolled over on and on, and that makes full control of Argentina possible.
And, you know, we can liken it, I suppose, to the indentured servitude that there were many immigrants who came to the U.S. back at the turn of the 20th century or even earlier in the 1800s who kind of signed up and said, hey, listen, in exchange for letting me get on the ship and coming to the States, I'll work for you for 7 years, 10 years, et cetera. And while they were working, we just, in the last hour, played a song about the company store. I owe my soul to the company store. While they were working, you know, the food and the roof over their heads and their clothing all got tacked onto that. And in some cases, you wound up with people who were in a perpetual cycle of debt, of never breaking free. We see the same thing going on with people today who are on the treadmill of paying off their credit cards at 20% interest rates, when right now you can't even put your money in a bank for 1% these days. And yet they're still running on that treadmill to pay off that debt. That's more on the individual level, which I think most people can relate to. When we start getting into debt, Adrian, on the national level, what does that look like for a nation? We know that if my credit card debt is too much, then I have to take all the money that I earn every month to pay it, and I can't feed my kids. What does it do to a nation to be in that level of debt?
Well, even personal credit card debt will theoretically stop when you die, so at least death is an escape point. However, in nations, since there is legal continuity for literally decades and centuries, a country will continue having to pay a foreign debt perhaps incurred 10, 20, 50, even 100 years back. Which means that what it all boils down to is that the government, the local government, more than acting as a sovereign government, will act as an agency that retains the work of the local people for and on behalf of the global power elite. Let me explain that a little bit further. America calls it democracy. But what it is, in fact, it is that the whole banking system, one of its key factors, is to control the electoral system, to control political campaigning, to control candidates, to control the whole so-called democratic system, so that always somebody is elected into power as president, prime minister, or in Congress that will ensure that no matter what happens, the sovereign debt will always be paid. It will always have top priority. And as long as the local government does that, the global power elite is happy. When they stop doing that, then you have coups that are orchestrated, you have invasions, or you have the dreadful things that happened to world leaders in different parts of the world throughout the last century, throughout the last decades. So basically what America or the Europeans call democracy is merely the system that is used by the banking elite to control countries. And every country like Argentina will just end up having the best democracy that money can buy, which is no democracy whatsoever, because money is not democratic, nor should it be.
So when you talk about Argentina, and I remember even as a child hearing about how Argentinian money was just valueless. I mean, tacking on zeros. That was the first time I ever heard about it. Now we hear about Zimbabwe and other countries for other reasons having a similar problem. Argentina seems to have been particularly hard hit by this inflationary cycle in which all of your savings as citizens of Argentina become worthless. All of your pensions become worthless. How does that fit into the cycle that you're talking about? Debt to the international bankers?
Well, look, I'm 60 years old, and in my adult life, I've gone through three military coups, a lost war against Britain, and at least four financial collapses. The last two have been horrendous. We had hyperinflation in 1989 and a complete banking and monetary collapse in 2001-2002. Just to give you an idea, since 1970, we have knocked off 13 zeros to our currency. So one peso of today, which will only buy you, that won't even buy you a bus ride in downtown Buenos Aires, in 1970 was equivalent to 10 trillion pesos, which would have purchased Argentina two or three times over. So that's just to give you an example of what really hyperinflation is all about. The way it works, unfortunately, and in the case of Argentina, it's particularly sad, because most of our ongoing sovereign debt was incurred by an illegal military and civilian regime that took over power in 1976 by force, getting rid of the democratically elected government. That was in March 1976. Starting then is when our sovereign debt problem started. And today, we could easily show that that is debt that was incurred illegally, and there's a legal precedent called odious debt, which goes back to the beginning of last century. And Argentina could easily trigger that and repudiate that debt. But we need an Argentine government, president, or Congress to do that. And the so-called democracy system works so well that over the past 40 years, not one single Argentinian president, not one single Argentinian Congress has had the courage of saying, we're not going to pay that debt, we're going to declare it odious debt, and you, Citicorp, you, JP Morgan Chase, you, Goldman Sachs, have to prove to me that you did not know that that ongoing regime was absolutely dreadful and that they were killing people and that you were not aware of all the mischief that you were doing. Now, there is a legal precedent for that, but unfortunately, as I say, the democratic system for them works so well that no Argentinian would ever take the initiative of doing that, at least not from the government.
Now, talk to us about your current president there in Argentina.
Mrs. Kirchner, she is the wife of the former president, Nestor Kirchner, who handpicked her as his successor. Mr. Kirchner died about two and a half years back, and she has been totally functional to the global power elite, because although she calls herself a Peronist, that means that she is aligned theoretically to the ideology of Juan Perón and Evita Perón, who are very much revered here as emotional symbols. In actual fact, she is not a Peronist at all, but she's a social democrat. And social democracy is particularly dangerous because it's sort of a three-way trap. On all social and cultural issues, it is very left-wing. On political issues, it is very center. It will respect the global power elite 100%. And on economic and financial matters, it is right-wing capitalist. It will always pay, pay, and pay. So unfortunately, she is very functional, and she has made different somersaults on various matters. But right now in Argentina, we have high inflation and a total prohibition for Argentine citizens to buy foreign currency because the government is gobbling up every single dollar you can imagine in order to what? In order to pay the bankers' sovereign debt. So more functional to the global banking elite than that, it's hard to imagine.
Right, and I experienced that actually in Mexico in the 1980s when they had their huge inflationary cycle. We were not allowed to cash out our pesos for dollars, so I know what that's like to watch the money that you have in the bank, your hard-earned money. And I was only down there a year as a television co-host in my teens, that I sat there and watched my money become absolutely worthless, thousands of dollars just, you know, going poof before my very eyes. So I know exactly how that works. I want to talk... It's a very painful experience. Is that coming for the U.S., Adrian? Are we about to see the same thing happen to our currency here?
Well, yes, and that might tie into a very interesting and highly complex problem which is hardly ever addressed in any of the mainstream media, and that is that if the ongoing oil markets... Basically, we have two oil markets, the New York Mercantile Exchange and then the London market, and to a lesser extent, the Dubai market. If there were to be a fourth oil market, for example, Iran, that started trading not in U.S. dollars, which is the monopoly currency for the oil market, but started trading in other currencies, and all the dollars that are circulating in international
right.
markets were to go back to the States,
Hold that thought. When we come back, I want to talk about a fourth oil market with my guest, Adrian Salbucci, live from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Stay tuned.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-sized bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, or painful bowel movements? Have you considered your toilet posture? The colon needs proper alignment for faster, more effective elimination, and that's exactly what you'll get with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse or a pill, the Squatty Potty is a healthy step in the right direction, is doctor recommended, and starts at just $34.95. Call 855-628-1099 or go to SquattyPotty.com, spelled SQUATTY Potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
And we're back. Catherine Albrecht here, filling in for Alex Jones. And my guest this hour, Adrian Salbucci, is giving us the rundown on how this whole global power structure works and how the international bankers not only control what's going on here in the U.S., but control every country on the globe that they can get their hands on. Before we get back to our conversation, I want to remind you that you can always swing by the InfoWars Shop at InfoWarsShop.com. I also want to remind you to please support the sponsors of this radio program, ProPure Water Filtration, also eFoods Direct. And I want to encourage you to swing by the InfoWars Shop and check out some InfoWars gear, shirts, and hats. It's always a great way to get the word out. And wake people up, you know. Not everybody's able to tune into the radio show. Not everybody knows we're out here. But if you wear the T-shirts, use the bumper sticker, I'll tell you, I was driving up in northern New Hampshire, miles from anything, and there came a car right in front of me with InfoWars.com right there on the bumper sticker. So it's a great way to get the word out and inform people. So check out and get your InfoWars gear at InfoWarsShop.com. All right, let's get back to our conversation with Adrian Salbucci. Adrian, before the break, you were explaining to us about the price of oil and the different oil markets, that if one of them were to pull out of using dollars and switch, for example, to Iranian currency, that we'd be in trouble. How would that work?
Well, let's first say something which is rather obvious, but a lot of people seem to lose sight of. What is inflation? Inflation is when the monetary authority issues too much money that does not tally with economic growth. So you have inflation, even hyperinflation. When that happens to a country like Argentina, you can sort of seal the country off the way they did with us in 1989, and all that hyperinflation is your problem, Argentina. You deal with it, which is fine. When the United States of America, however, issues a lot of currency, like quantitative, they don't call it inflation, they call it quantitative easing 1, quantitative easing 2, quantitative easing 3. When they issue too much money, that money does not stay in America, but is spread the world over. Very especially, or one of the key factors, is the oil market. So the oil market is all done, most of it abroad, and it is done in United States dollars and U.S. dollar denominated financial instruments. However, if a fourth oil market were to open in Iran, as they have been threatening to do since 2004. And I'm not saying it's going to be handled in Iranian currency, but maybe in euros, maybe in Russian rubles, maybe in yuans, maybe in a basket of these currencies. And it were to become a major oil market, it would replace the dollar to a great extent. Those dollars would tend to flow back into the United States. And lo and behold, that's when America would all of a sudden catch a heavy bout of inflation and even hyperinflation. So that, I think, explains why the American leadership, both public and private, are so, so very, very, very nervous over Iran. It's not about weapons of mass destruction. It's not about the nuclear program. It's about a new oil market and how the oil market will continue faring. At least if the dollar has to be phased out, they want to do it on their terms, on America's terms, and not on the Iranians' terms, which is something I can understand.
So this oil market, give us a sense, just globally, how much of the global economy is accounted for by oil today?
something like 20% of the entire economy, is one way or another related to oil, related to oil refining, related to our petroleum hydrocarbon products. And it's not just, this is a problem that the Western mindset has. We tend to think with silo mentalities. The oil market is X zillion dollars. Okay, we just look at it financially. The oil market is geopolitics. It is military strategy. And you have countries like Russia that are very much aware of that. You have countries like China that are very much aware of. And China does not, contrary to Russia, China does not have its own oil. That's why it purchases a lot of Iranian oil. Something like 12% of its oil imports into China are Iranian oil. That's why neither China nor Russia, for different reasons, are going to allow the Western powers to overrun Iran the way they allowed them to overrun Iraq, although they didn't like it, or Libya last year. So there are a lot of factors that have to be taken into account, which are not just financial and economic.
Yeah, and you know, whenever they start talking to us about regime change and we just want to liberate those people over there in X country, you always have to ask yourself a little bit deeper, what is the economic consideration? Would you agree with that?
Yes, and let me give you an example. In November 2002, you remember that Saddam Hussein from Iraq lost the first Gulf War against George Bush Sr. There were UN sanctions, and those UN sanctions later on allowed him to trade $1 billion a year for medicines, oil for medicines and for food. He did that year after year, and then in 2002, November to be exact, Saddam Hussein decided to sell that $1 billion in oil in euros. Well, if you remember rightly, in March 2003, Saddam Hussein had some problem with the United States. Weapons of mass destruction that were...
Hold on, I want to get into that and talk about that first war and where that went. Also, open up for your phone calls. Catherine Albrecht filling in for Alex Jones. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively.
visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Yeah, don't know much about history. They don't really teach us much about history, do they? Especially not 20th century history, because it implicates a lot of people who are still living and breathing today. Let's name one name specifically, and that would be Kissinger. Yeah, I want to get into that just a little bit. My guest this hour is Adrian Salbucci. His new article out in Russia Times is called "The U.S. is the Don Corleone of International Politics," kind of making that reference to being kind of like the mob out there, putting the pressure, leaning on other countries, and our foreign policy certainly has had a big impact on other nations. Also that of the international banking regime, which is the puppet master that controls the U.S., which then turns around and controls the other countries around the globe militarily and in other ways. So let's get back to our conversation. I am going to open up the phone lines here in just a couple of moments, but I do want to give Adrian Salbucci an opportunity to tell us the big picture. Want to remind you that you are listening to Dr. Catherine Albrecht. I'm filling in for Alex Jones today. I'll also be with you on Tuesday and Friday. I believe Mike Adams is going to be filling in on the days that I'm not on, but I'm not entirely sure. Don't quote me on that. But I will be with you today, tomorrow, and Friday. And if you'd like to check out my live daily radio program, you can find it under my name, CatherineAlbrecht.com or KMAShow.com. My show comes on, well, if Alex doesn't do his hour of overdrive, there's an hour break, and then my show comes on right there at GCNLive.com. You can also listen to it streaming on my website, KMAShow.com. All right, let's get back to our conversation. Adrian, before the break, we were talking about the first and second wars over in Iraq with Saddam Hussein. And my question for you was, should we really believe this story that we were told, or the official story, that Saddam Hussein was just a really mean tyrant and the U.S. just doesn't like really mean tyrants and wants to protect the people?
Well, not really. Obviously, I mean, geopolitics or Machtpolitik, as the Germans would say, is based on permanent interests of every nation. And I think the United States does it just as Britain does it and just as every serious nation should do so. Russia, China, even Argentina. We don't do that. That's our problem and our mistake. We can't blame anybody else for that. However, in the case of Saddam Hussein, he was definitely most instrumental to the United States. And it was only when he disobeyed orders in 1990 with the invasion of Kuwait that he was ousted. And although he was not ousted then, he ended up being ousted by George Bush Jr. many years later. And it all had to do with this oil market system using the dollar or trying to move away from the dollar. Just compare with what happened in 2011 with Libya. Muammar Gaddafi was about to introduce the gold dinar, which was going to be a gold-backed currency to be used for North African oil. And he was assassinated on public television with Hillary Clinton laughing and saying, "We came, we saw, he died," and chuckling her way through on CBS News. So Iran knows that they run the same risk, but there's a big difference. Their backs are covered. And that is where the mainstream Western media really renders such a bad service to all the Western world and the whole planet, because they're trying to make us believe that Iran is a danger because of the nuclear program. And yet you just played that beautiful song, "Don't Know Much About History." People don't know much about history. Iran has not invaded or attacked anybody in over 120 years. However, Iran was invaded by Britain in World War I. It was invaded by Britain and the former Soviet Union in World War II because they needed Persian oil to make war against Hitler. When the Iranians finally have a democratically elected prime minister, Mohammad Mossadegh, who nationalized in 1951 the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company, today known as British Petroleum, the CIA and the British MI6 orchestrated a coup and he was ousted, and the Iranians were imposed the horrendous and authoritarian regime of the Shah of Persia, Reza Pahlavi. When they finally got rid of him with the revolution of the Ayatollahs in 1979, what did America and the Western powers do? They financed and they gave Saddam Hussein, who was their boy, all the necessary weapons to make a war of attrition that lasted 8 years and cost 1 million Iranian lives. That was from 1981 to 1988. It was only when Saddam Hussein disobeyed and did the Kuwait trick that he was finally ousted. But as long as these little dictators do what they are told, they can stay in power all they want. It happened with us with the military junta. It was very pro-American until General Galtieri, you remember him, got up one day and said, I'm going to invade the Falkland Islands. So he had to be ousted.
That's Argentina we're speaking about. And my guest this hour, Adrian Salbucci, international consultant, author, and speaker on geopolitics, economics, and risk management. He joins us live from Buenos Aires, Argentina, one of the victims of the multinational bankers, certainly with economic hardships over many, many decades. Before we open up the phone lines, and let me go ahead and do that now, 1-800-259-9231. Adrian, let me ask you, just in a nutshell, why do you call the U.S. the Don Corleone of international politics?
Well, I think we have to be very fair in the following, because a lot of people tend to think, especially here in Latin America, oh, it's the Americans, it's the Yankees, Yankee go home. It is not the fault of the American people. The problem is, and that is something that I think Alex Jones has done a great job, and you yourself, Catherine, in helping people understand this. There is a supranational global power elite, which includes the mega bankers and the mega oil companies, which is embedded inside the United States, Britain, and other European countries, but especially embedded inside the United States because of your military prowess and your power. But although it is inside the United States, it is not part of the United States. It does not look after, doesn't even care about the American national interest, although it might end up occupying the White House and your Congress and most of your media and your banking system. So it is not really the American people who are at fault, but rather who have no choice but to select between Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola every time there is an election. But it is really this global power elite embedded inside, and that acts like a mafia.
It's like a parasite. It's like a parasite. You know, I think about these ants that get infected with this fungus, and the fungus makes the ants march up to the very, very tip-top of a tree and then die so they can dispel the fungal spores from the top of the tree. And the ant is just trying to live its own life, but once this thing gets a hold of it, the thing drives it to its own interests, and it really does feel parasitic. What you're talking about, this thing that is controlling U.S. Money, the U.S. economy, the American people, the American debt, and especially the American military to accomplish its own goals. They've got us climbing up to the top of the tree, and they don't care if we wind up, you know, sticking up to the top of the tree like these little ants with our teeth embedded in the wood while we die, as long as it gets to continue its own proliferation. And that's really what we're seeing. All right, let me go ahead and open up the phone lines. Adrian Salbucci is my guest this hour. I'm, of course, your host, Dr. Catherine Albrecht. I am filling in for Alex Jones, who's taking a much-needed break this week. And let's go directly to the line in Connecticut and say hello to George. George, you're on with Adrian Salbucci. Go right ahead.
Hi. I was wondering how you would see this monster from the inside, this parasite, would try to take down the United States, or is this actually against their own interests because so many people are waking up that maybe it might be more dangerous for them to take the system down than try to prolong it, but how would they probably take it down, and how do we get rid of them from your point of view, since you see it from the outside? Sometimes you can see clearer from the outside than you get from the inside.
But it's a very good question, George. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is the ideologue of the Trilateral Commission and who was Jimmy Carter's national security advisor, he said at the Council on Foreign Relations about 2.5 years ago that the main risk of the global power elite is the political awakening of the masses of people the world over, including the United States. That's why it's so important for them to have full control of the media so that we see the world through their eyes and not through reality. As I was saying, we have to be convinced and talk into believing that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, that Iran is a hell of a risk and a danger because of its nuclear program, but they completely ignore the fact that the only country with weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East is the state of Israel, which unfortunately the Israeli lobby, the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, for example, has huge leverage inside the United States, inside its government, inside the banking industry, and inside the media. So probably the awakening of political awareness is the key point. Definitely around it. They know that they are playing with fire, because if the people really awaken, you Americans, for example, might take back America. We're trying to take back Argentina, but Argentina's a tiny country. We have no military power. We're really not that important. We are earmarked for something else, for future occupation of our huge territory down south in Patagonia, especially. But America has the military power of the world. So it is very important for them to control you, and they're bound to get very aggressive and very violent in order to achieve their ends. So if anything, I would say that America is such an important nation right now that you probably are running one of the worst risks of any of us.
You mean the worst risks in terms of being a population that's waking up?
Yes.
At this time.
That's dangerous from the point of view of the global power elite, the CFR people, the Trilateral Commission people, that the Bilderberg people. That is very dangerous. Same in Europe, where you see people are waking up in Italy, in Ireland, in Greece, in Spain, even in the UK and in France, that this whole banker system is absolutely criminal. It's absolute mafia. They have the same codes as Don Corleone, as Masonry, as Freemasonry, and as all these other secret and semi-secret organizations that unfortunately are wreaking so much havoc nowadays, including the Vatican. I'm not saying the church, I'm just saying the earthly Vatican, who are as good or as bad as the men who run it.
Let me ask you this, Adrian. In terms of national sovereignty, and I think George's question speaks to this, we are Americans. You are in Argentina. We've got people who really are looking to their national governments to make these kinds of changes or to protect them against this global encroachment. Is it in the desire of the globalists to eliminate national sovereignty altogether so they don't have to futz around with all these individual nation states?
Absolutely. If you look at Foreign Affairs, which is the journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, in their April 1974 issue, April 1974, you had one of their academics, Richard Gardner, saying that instead of going at an all-out attack against national sovereignty, we have to go a roundabout, an end run, he called it, destroying it and eroding it piece by piece so that it falls on its own. And they've achieved that, not just in a country like Argentina, but even in the United States. Where I think it helps a lot to address George's question. If we redefine the President of the United States, the Prime Minister of Britain, or the President of Argentina, not as sovereign presidents or prime ministers, but as chief executive officers, as the CEO. Obama and Bush before him are the CEO of America, Cameron's the CEO of Britain, Mrs. Kirchner is the CEO of Argentina. Because that will lead you to ask two questions. If my president is the CEO of the country, who is on the board of directors above him? And who are the shareholders who really own the country? And that is where you start running into the global power elite, and that makes a lot of clicks come about together, and people start saying, oh, now I get it.
Interesting.
When you vote for Obama or Mitt Romney, you're just being given the final choice, Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola, and that's no choice at all.
It is not. And when we tried to have an alternative, I think Ron Paul had probably more popular support in this country than any candidate, at least in my lifetime. We very clearly saw how we were not allowed to have a public choice. And I think that was a wake-up call for a lot of people. I think to recognize that we really are not a democratic country, that we really don't, on the popular level, determine who the president is going to be. I think that was a wake-up call and maybe a bit disillusioning for some folks. All right, George, thank you for the call. I want to see if we can get in another call before the break. Let's go to Doris, who's been listening in Tennessee. Hi, Doris. You're on with Adrian Salbucci and Catherine Albrecht. Go right ahead.
Yes, I wanted to ask the gentleman about the China and the Keystone Pipeline. We know Obama is not in control of this, but I'm going to use Obama's name. Excuse me. The Keystone Pipeline he stopped, and we know from Bible prophecy there's going to be a war fought with China. China is going to play a big part in it, and Russia. So when he does begin to drill and let the Keystone Pipeline go through, will he sell it? Will he let us use it here, or will it go to China?
And will he even be the person in charge of that? Adrian, when we're talking about international pipelines and large quantities of oil flowing, is that really going to be a kind of a debate or maybe an economic behind the scenes underground war between the U.S., and China? It sounds as though we're on opposite ends of the power structure there. How does China fit in with all of this?
Absolutely. China has been around for thousands of years, and they have thousands of years of being an imperial power, even though at times they themselves were colonized by France and Britain, for example, in the 19th century and the early 20th century. The Chinese know how to bide their time. When it comes to oil, for example, the Chinese, who have little oil, are purchasing all of their oil, or a lot of it, from Russia on the one hand and from Iran on the other hand. Now, oil is a key issue, no doubt about it, and it has sort of grouped countries together. That's why you have China and Russia working together on many issues, Syria and Iran, no doubt, in the Middle East in general. And you also have countries like India and Pakistan. Now, another thing that the Wall Street Journal, and it ties in with Doris's question, another thing that the Wall Street Journal and the mainstream media don't tell you, and this came out only on 2nd March, the day before yesterday, is that India and Iran are negotiating a pact, a treaty, whereby Iran would sell oil to India and India would pay in gold, which is the same thing as saying moving the oil market away from the U.S. dollar. They would start paying in gold, and Iran has already told the Indians, were we even willing to accept rupees? And they've told the Japanese, we're willing to accept yen. But it goes back to what we were saying at the beginning of the program. Oil is not just about money. It's not just about the price of oil. It's about geopolitics and geostrategy. And that's where we have to understand that the Chinese and the Russians are biding their time very well. And unfortunately, America and the Western powers have made mistake after mistake after mistake for having done the wrong thing in the wrong place at the wrong time, which explains why America, Europe, and Israel are so hysterical in their foreign policy, you could say, in a way, because they know that their window of opportunity is shutting down fast.
Now,
I have a friend with... Sorry.
Yeah, I want to thank Doris for the call, and I just want to ask you quickly, when we're talking about the international bankers, and you referred to the nations as being CEOs, the presidents, what about China? Is China also under the thumb of the same global board, or are they under a different, on that global scale, if you were to see the board of directors, do they also control China?
I would venture to say that the Chinese sit on the board. That's why it's so very interesting, because of course you have the global banking system inside China. They've been in there for years. Think of it. HSBC, the Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corporation, was born almost in China during the Opium Wars. That's where they were born, in the middle of the 19th century. And their leverage, same with Jardine Matheson and other major British banking and financial institutions, they've been there for centuries. But the Chinese know that politics is not black or white. It's not good guys and bad guys. The West tends to present everything like Tweety Bird and Sylvester Cat. Good guys and bad guys. The Chinese know that reality is somewhere in between. The truth lies in some shade of gray. So they negotiate.
Let's pick that up when we come back. I've got a bunch of callers as well. We'll try to get to your calls right after this. I'm Catherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex Jones. Stay tuned.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV.
a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hey, we're back. Going to try to get through all these phone calls. We got quite a number of them with people calling in to speak to my guest, Adrian Salbucci, joining us from Argentina, where he is an international consultant and also an expert on geopolitics and economics. Let's go directly back to those phone lines, and let's see, we got Kay on the line in New Jersey. Hello, Kay.
Yes, hello. I had a couple of questions, one for you and one for Adrian.
All right, let's see if we can get to them. Go right ahead.
Yes, number one for Adrian was, would it not be a feasible idea to kind of disconnect from the elite scheme by just not paying for anything or not going to the bank or not paying taxes? I think there are enough people that are awake, and you can prove that with the whole gun grab thing, to possibly produce some type of significant impact by disconnecting from the system. And also, would it really be an actual thing that could possibly work living completely on cash in today's modern world anyhow?
Well, may I answer that?
Yeah, absolutely. This idea of somehow disconnecting or living off the grid. Yeah.
I love that idea, and a lot of people are doing that, not just in your country, but in my country and the world over. The problem being that normally most people are sort of scared and they say, well, if I don't pay my light bill, if I don't do this with the bank, my whole life is going to be turned upside down. And maybe it will to a great extent. What we will probably need in America and here is for a very serious crisis to really hit us. So it's not just some people who wake up, but everybody who's going to have to wake up, because when the ship starts to sink, nobody can say, well, I'll just keep sleeping it through. No, everybody has to get up and jump ship and try and save your lives. It happened to us 10 years ago when the whole financial system collapsed and people went back to bartering, exchanging services, growing their own vegetables in their backyard and so forth. But as the crisis subsided and the money started flowing again, because the global power elite know how to control these crises, most people just went back to business as usual. So it's a combination of knowing how to take the opportunity of ongoing and increasingly serious crisis on the one hand, and on the other hand, to do what Catherine and Alex are doing of increasing popular awareness to know that we are all sleeping on the Titanic.
Yeah, and I got to say, I think that's one of the reasons why they're cracking down on things like organic food and food co-ops and natural organic milk, because that is a way to make sure that you can't get out, that you can't drop out, that you can't be off the grid. I think it's also why they're increasing the amount of surveillance and really putting those top-down controls on even what we can eat, as a way to kind of slow that down. Hey, thanks for the call, Kay. I'm sorry I didn't get to your other call, but I do, or your other question, but I do want to see if we can fit in our other callers. Let's see, we got Jim in California. Jim, really quickly, go right ahead.
Yes, Adrian, I wanted to just pick up on the idea of CEOs of countries, as which presidents are. The one president that wasn't a CEO of our country, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, during 1960 to 1963, didn't play along with the big bankers that were his boss, and decided to put the United States notes of an executive order. And then shortly, not too long after that, he was taken out, and so were all the United States notes that were printed out there, about $4.5 billion worth. So the conspiracy, I mean, what do you think about that? I think we've been getting is bought off commissions to give fake reports, and a lot of misinformation in history. And the only
let's let Adrian address that. Adrian, do you think that the JFK assassination tied into this whole CEO notion that he just said, "I'm not going to play ball," and they said, "Fine, we'll take you out"?
Absolutely. That was another false flag done inside the United States itself, as though, you know, some nut had killed John Kennedy. John Kennedy in 1962 started issuing those famous U.S. Treasury currency notes, which had the red seal instead of the green seal.
Yeah, I got to cut you off. We'll be back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And so, rousing hello, I'm Catherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex Jones as he takes a well-deserved break. Hey, I know he's going to come back 50 times, 50 times more on top of his game than ever, and that's saying a lot for Alex. I had the absolute pleasure of being in Austin last week, actually traveling out to Texas. I had an opportunity to actually broadcast my program from Alex's studio, also being a guest there on the program. And if you want to check that out, you can always go to Infowars.com. You can also, I'm sure it's posted up on YouTube and elsewhere, my interview with Alex Jones sitting right there in the studio. What an awesome experience that was, and just the powerful amount of energy coming from all the listeners there. So it is a privilege and an honor to be sitting here for Alex Jones. He will be back next week. I'm going to be with you today, Tuesday and Friday of this week. I am Catherine Albrecht. KMAshow.com is my website, or just my name, CatherineAlbrecht.com. And you may know me as the co-author of the book Spy Chips. I've been dealing with the issue of consumer privacy and implantable microchips, and also those RFID spy chips that they want to put in all the products. Been doing that for a number of years. A couple of websites just to bring to your attention. ChipMeNot.com is the website that deals with the cancer-causing aspect of implantable RFID microchips. SpyChips.com, the now kind of historical website for our book. That's the book I co-authored with Liz McIntyre, the best-selling expose on RFID. If you don't have a copy, consider getting a copy, even if it's from your local library. It's not so much your money I'm after than your mind. So please, if you haven't read Spy Chips yet, and all the stuff we talked about there, it's all happening. It's all happening today, right now. So please check it out and visit, stop by and visit my website. Also, for folks who have been kind of following my story over the years, both through Alex's show and through my own, just wanted to let you guys know that the cancer, the breast cancer that I was battling, is in full remission as far as we know. I will be getting some fairly important scan results today, and I will be reporting those on my radio show, which airs from 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time at KMAshow.com. Just a heads up on that. All right, well, let me, in this couple of minutes we have here, I want to just give you an update on what's going on in San Antonio, Texas. The latest in the battle against RFID spy chips is taking place on the ground in the San Antonio schools. This hour, or actually today's program, I opened talking about how they're coming for the kids. And they're coming for the kids both with the new Justin Bieber Bill My Parents credit card. This is a cash stored rewards card to encourage kids and kind of condition them to start using plastic numbered cards and numerical accounts instead of cash. As I mentioned in the first hour of today's show, that card can be remotely viewed by parents. Every time you make a purchase on it, it sends a little text and says, here's exactly what Johnny bought with his credit card, you know, with his little stored value card. Here's exactly where the money was spent, right down to the penny. Here's the time, date, and place of that purchase. And, of course, gives the parents the ability to log on and simply cut off that kid's cash account altogether. Well, that's just one form of conditioning that's being brought against our kids. This hour, we're going to be joined by Lenore Skenazy from Free Range Kids, talking about all the ways that the schools and the media at large are conditioning our children to accept, I would say almost being infantilized, being turned into consumptive units, I guess, consumption units here, that do nothing but buy, spend, consume, and obey. And that conditioning begins very early on in the schools. No other place are you going to find, that I'm aware of, where you have to ask the permission of an authority figure to even exercise your own bodily functions. You know, excuse me, can I use the bathroom? Right. Well, that's some powerful conditioning, folks, believe me. And it goes far beyond that. We'll be joined by Lenore Skenazy in just a couple of minutes. She's going to be telling us about how we've turned our kids into a bunch of helpless mambies when we come back. I'm Catherine Albrecht. Stay tuned.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Hey, Catherine Albert here, filling in for Alex Jones. Want to talk about kids this hour. Yeah, because kids really are the grown-ups of tomorrow, aren't they? You know, we were kids not too long ago, those of us who are grown-ups now. And a lot of who we are today really is a product of what we were exposed to, both messages and propaganda, and just our experiences growing up. I remember when I was a kid, I remember in seventh grade, I came up with this brilliant idea, and I shudder now. I don't know if all seventh graders come up with these terrible ideas. But I said, you know what we need to do if we want to eliminate racism? We just need to make sure everybody marries somebody of a different race. Don't even ask me where this was coming out of my little seventh grade brain. But my parents, thank the Lord, took me aside and said, you know, that's really a terrible idea. And actually shamed me into sitting down and listening to why that was a bad idea. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm perfect. I went through my period of thinking the government was the solution to the problems. I've been through a lot of the same educational process that the listeners have gone through. But there were parents in my life who could set me straight. And I think nowadays it's becoming more of a challenge. There is so much less interaction between kids and parents these days. I recently read a study that said less than 30 minutes a week of meaningful conversation occurs between the average teenager and the average parent. Less than 30 minutes a week. Now, I want you to contrast that, say, with the Little House on the Prairie days. If you haven't reread those books recently, pull them off the shelf. Reread Little House on the Prairie. And you've got Laura, and you've got Mary, and you've got Ma, and you've got Pa. And I'll tell you that there's a whole lot more than 30 minutes a week of back and forth sharing of values and even political conversation. It all takes place there. So as we increasingly turn over our kids to the little tiny screens with their thumbs moving around there, and as we turn over our kids to Facebook and turn over our kids to the television and especially turn our kids over to the government authorities that run the government schools, it's not a surprise that we get them back and they don't want to hear what we have to say. Yeah, I shudder to think what would happen if my seventh grade self had had lived today. I don't know. Scary thought. All right. Well, joining me this hour to talk about how we're infantilizing children and actually turning them into a bunch of mambies who do not have the ability to even find their way out of a paper bag, much less grow up into fully competent, mature, independent adults. My guest this hour, Lenore Skenazy. She is the author of the book and the blog, Free Range Kids. She's also the host of the Discovery TLC International television program called The World's Worst Mom. That is tongue-in-cheek there. She's actually a terrific mom. Lenore Skenazy is a New York City columnist turned reality TV show host, and she actually first gained notoriety or prominence or fame, if you would, by letting her 9-year-old son take the subway alone in New York. Yikes. All right. Lenore Skenazy, hello and welcome to the show.
Oh, Catherine, thank you so much.
Great to have you on. So I want to talk, I know your story, letting your 9-year-old take the subway has a lot of people, you know, shuddering. How could you allow a 9-year-old to actually go on the subway? I can tell you though, after sort of engaging your message, which initially was really shocking to me,
But after really sitting with it for the last couple of months, I see the world in a whole new way. And I actually see the way that, kids nowadays are not allowed to do anything, not allowed to go to the bathroom, not allowed, if at Burger King, I see kids who want to go up and get a straw. You know, we're talking like a 10-foot walk
to
the...
No, honey, you could be snatched. No, don't do it. Don't, for God's sake. I want to see you live till you're a grown-up. Don't get the straw.
It's crazy. It really is crazy. So let me... I want to get into some specific stories that have been going on lately. But before we do that, I just want to ask your opinion about all of this overprotective helicopter parenting. What is it, and how did we get started doing this kind of crazy, treating kids like they were completely incompetent?
It's
Where did it come from? Interesting, isn't it?
It's, we think we're doing it out of, I mean, we actually are doing it out of love, but somehow it comes across like, I don't trust you to do anything. I mean, just think about the words of when we take our kids to school today. I mean, the fact is that we do take them to school today. 10% of kids, 11 actually, still walk to school. And if you contrast that to like when we were growing up, it was always, you know, there was arrival, the bell rang, and then there was dismissal. Yay, the other bell rang. And now it's drop off and pick up. I mean, those are the two different times of the day. And just inherent in that word change is the way we're thinking of kids. They used to be able to get themselves to school. They used to, the kids themselves used to be the crossing guards. You know, I had a sixth grade crossing guard when I was in first grade. And I married him, but that's another story. And nowadays it's drop off and pick up as if we don't think kids can do it, as if we think they're either too incompetent, too dreamy, or of course too endangered, to do anything on their own. Whenever I suggest that kids are, you know, they're happier when they go and they play outside and they meet up with a friend and they shoot some hoops or they make a hopscotch, if anybody still knows how to make hopscotch, grid on the ground. Everybody says, oh, but that's crazy. And it's like, since when is that crazy? Crime is down since the 70s, 80s, and 90s when most of today's parents were growing up. And yet we act as if it's, you know, Nazi Germany out there. And if the kids go out there, they're going to be snatched. And I just have to say that the latest piece today on my blog is a father writing to me asking for advice, which I wish I had some advice to give him. He let his six-year-old walk around. You know, he taught her how to walk around the neighborhood, how to cross the street safely. They're in some quiet little suburb. And she was doing just that. She walked to the store the other day, and the cops not only picked her up, they didn't even tell the dad that they had her. The dad went looking for her when she didn't come home, went to the store, that he'd sent her to. The storekeeper said, oh, you know what? She was taken by the cops. So he went to the police station, and there was his daughter behind bulletproof glass, and he was not allowed to talk to her or take her home for 20 minutes while the cops decided whether, you know, they called Child Protective Services, and Child Protective Services reluctantly said, okay, he's allowed to take her back home. But now he's being investigated by Child Protective Services, all because he trusted his six-year-old to have a little bit of a life, and you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Well, so let me ask you, Lenore, what are the laws on that? Like, where is the cutoff? Not only legally, but just in terms of common sense. At what age can a kid, or do the cops, for example, consider a kid competent to just walk down the street?
Oh, well, those are two questions. At what age is a kid competent, and at what age do cops consider a kid competent? I don't even think it's just cops. I think it's the whole generation of adults that has forgotten how much freedom they had at age six. I have a book, gosh, somewhere on my extremely messy desk, that was put out in the 80s, and it was called Your Six-Year-Old. And it just gave a list of, like, things that a kid in first grade should be able to do. They should be able to recognize colors and make some shapes and draw in the lines. And it says they should be able to go, you know, 4 to 8 blocks around the neighborhood and go visit a friend and go play in the park. And this was normal and not exceptionally dangerous or weird or superstar behavior in the 80s. It was just normal. And the fact is that now, you know, the six-year-old gets picked up. It's, you know, you're asking what is the age that kids can do things. I'd say at six, they are definitely capable, like I was and like you probably were, of going down the street, knocking on a neighbor's door and saying, let's play. But there is no actual cutoff date for like when you're allowed to start being alone or doing something on your own? Only two states have an age even that is officially you're allowed to stay home alone. And
what are those, by the way, Lenore?
One of them is, I think it's Maryland is age 8, and Illinois has some really high age, and I can't remember if it's 12, 13, or 14.
That doesn't surprise me, being in Illinois. That's, that's
yeah,
one of the...
I'm from Illinois to begin with. But those are also, I mean, there's always wiggle room on those, too. It's like, if you're keeping your child in an endangered spot, you know, if there's drug paraphernalia around and there's no food in the kitchen and there's a fire, you know, I mean, it's different. You know, the authorities get to interpret whether they found what you're doing dangerous or negligent or not. And that's the crux of the problem, because to me, a six-year-old who has been trained by her parents, the dad who wrote to me said, you know, we've taught her all about crossing the street, and we've watched her, and we've, you know, gradually let her go, you know, longer distances after we've been, you know, certain that she is capable. And to me, that sounds like very responsible parents. But obviously, the cops are picking this kid up and not letting the dad talk to her because they think of him as an irresponsible parent. So if you have if the authorities have been sort of brainwashed to the idea that, like, no child is ever safe, no child is ever competent, every child needs 24/7 supervision or they are in danger, then it becomes, you know, me saying kids are very competent and let's look back in history and what about Huck Finn and what about, like you were talking, Little House on the Prairie, and them saying, what about that child who was kidnapped in 1987 from a bus stop? And me saying, you know, we can always go to the worst case scenario, but that can't be our benchmark for every decision.
Well, now, for all the parents out there listening going, oh, my gosh, kid, don't you know kids are being snatched off the street left and right? What are you talking about? And I'm sure there's a lot of parents out there with that with that exact response to this because I have to admit, the first time I heard you speak, I had the same response. What? What? No, no,
right,
because it's exactly opposite of what we've been told. Give us some statistics. How likely is it that a six-year-old walking down the street is going to be kidnapped?
Well, here's one of my favorite statistics. First of all, the idea that we can have absolute perfect safety, which has become the goal, and I don't mind it being the goal, but it's elusive. It will never happen no matter what. I mean, here in New York, we just had a tragic case yesterday where a whole family was killed by a hit and run. I mean, you can never predict everything that's going to happen. But in terms of the big fear, which is some stranger on the street snatching your kid, this is such a rare crime that if you actually wanted it for some reason, if you wanted to know, like, how long would you have to keep your child outside unattended for that horrible scenario to be likely to happen, for them to be picked up, kidnapped by a stranger? I don't know if I've asked you this one before. If I have, then you'll know the answer. But how long do you think you would have to keep a kid outside for that to be likely to happen? It's sort of like asking, how many lottery tickets would you have to buy to be likely to win the lottery?
I'm going to give the guests or the listeners this break to think that over.
Okay, great.
We're coming up in a break. Lenore Skenazy is my guest, and the question hanging in the air here, how long would you have to leave a kid out to be kidnapped? Stay tuned.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset jeans. 100% American made since 1987. Soft and broken in from the start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced missized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? We keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best-fitting jeans at Gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free Gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with the purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all Gusset orders at Gusset.com. That's Gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock-bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, packs and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. Offthegrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Hey, I'm back. Catherine Albrecht here, filling in for Alex Jones, hoping he gets a little well-deserved rest there. We need him in perfect form, don't we? Yeah, Alex Jones leading the charge against the New World Order and the spider that sits at the heart of that web. We need him to be well rested, tanned and ready, and I'm filling in so he can get that rest. I will be with you today, tomorrow, and Friday. Delighted to be riding shotgun here with Alex's fabulous team behind the scenes, doing a really wonderful job producing this program. I want to say thank you to CJ, Chris, Wes, and the whole team over there at InfoWars. Just a delight to be working with these guys. All right, my guest this hour is Lenore Scanese. Before we get back to our conversation, just want to remind you to please support the sponsors who enable this program to go out live to you every day. That would be eFoods Direct and ProPure Water Filters, also the team there at Youngevity and InfoWars Health. You can find them online at InfoWarsHealth.com. And, of course, eFoods Direct and ProPure, both linked from the InfoWars.com website. My name is Dr. Catherine Albrecht. My website is KMAShow.com. KMEShow.com, KMEShow.com, or just my name, KatherineAlbrecht.com, and I do my own live radio show. I will be broadcasting live about an hour after this show ends. You can find that on my website, KMEShow.com. There you go, on your local radio dial, or at GCNLive.com. All right, let's get back to the question that's been burning in everyone's minds. Lenore, your question was, if you had a six-year-old walking down the street, how long would it take for that six-year-old to be abducted or kidnapped by someone with a bad intent? And I guess the average answer would be, I don't know, 3, 4 hours, 6, 7 hours? What is the answer?
Think higher. And it's how long would they have to be out there to be statistically likely to be kidnapped? And the answer is 750,000 years.
How do you get that? 750,000 years that a kid would have to be?
As a bad numbers person, I had Warwick Cairns do the number crunching for me, looking at the FBI statistics on kidnapping in America and also how many kids there are. And I don't know, he put it through some kind of computer program, and that's the number he came up with. I use it because when I talk about how rare these crimes are, they never seem rare because our minds work a lot like Google. In that if you ask yourself, gee, you know, can my kid walk to the bus stop? And your mind is like shuffling, you know, basically entering, you know, bus stop child safety. Up comes the cases that we've heard about in the news. Some of them 35 years old, like the case of Eitan Pates here in New York City, or some of them, you know, 20 something years old, like J.C. Dugard, who was taken from a bus stop in California and kept in captivity. Those come up because they are so rare. They made the news. They shocked us. They saddened us. And we saw their pictures for years, sometimes for decades. And they're easy to find in our brains. What we can't find in our brains is the picture of the tens of millions, hundreds of millions, perhaps, of children who have gone to school in the years who have not been kidnapped, who walked there just like you and me as kids and made it through safe and sound, which is such a vast majority that, you know, it's almost statistically not there, the kids who are hurt. And so, but because we see the J.C. Dugards and the, you know, Elizabeth Smarts in our mind, at the top of that Google search, just like a Google search, we think it's the most relevant to our lives, even though it's actually the least relevant. So that's why I tried to flip it with, like, well, let's look at how unlikely it is that your child will be hurt.
Well, and I think that's the downside of the news cycle because, mm-hmm. you know, I've had news before that I wanted to break with the mainstream media, and I have contacts within the media for a lot of the spy chips and RFID stuff that I've been mm-hmm. working on. Mm-hmm. And they always say, unless there's a victim, mm-hmm. I don't care how evil or terrible the thing is you've discovered, we need a victim. We've got to put a face on the screen. We've got to have somebody that will engender all those emotions on the part mm-hmm. of the viewers.
That actually was the rule at my, I used to work at the New York Daily News, you know, the big tabloid here, Superman's paper, for 14 years. And if you didn't have a picture of a person, you couldn't run the story on our page.
Yeah, there you go, because they need a victim. Exactly. And so for that reason, if they get a victim, they milk it for everything it's worth. All right, my guest is Lenore Skenazy, FreeRangeKids.com is her blog. I'm your host, Dr. Katherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex Jones. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Indeed you are. This is the Alex Jones Show. Catherine Albrecht filling in for Alex Jones. That's Dr. Catherine Albrecht. My website, kmashow.com. Yeah, we're going to open up the phone lines here in just a moment. 1-800-259-9231. Before we do that, I've got a question for my guest, Lenore Scanese. And the reason why I think this topic is so critically important for people who love liberty in this country is because of what it does to children when you don't allow them to do a single darn thing by themselves. And I'm talking not even pick up a butter knife to spread the butter on the bread. At what point do these kids ever become independent functional adults, or do they always remain infantilized looking for some authority figure to give them permission to breathe?
That is a big question. I don't know the answer, but I can tell you a couple of things that I do hear that are disturbing. One is that until recently, like until the mid-90s, when kids went to college and they felt they needed some psychological help and they went to the counseling services, the number one reason they went for was a breakup. You know, their boyfriend or their girlfriend dumped them and they were feeling terrible. But what switched then and what has remained the case since then is now they're going because they are overwhelmed by anxiety. And I think they're overwhelmed because they are not used to coping on their own. And in terms of Alex Jones's message and yours, what worries me about that is if you can't cope on your own, who do you turn to? You know, is there supposed to be always somebody telling you exactly what to do and how to do it? Well, if you're not used to thinking on your own, you know, perhaps you start seeking that. And I just wanted to tell you one other disturbing trend that I heard from, you know, from the idea that kids just aren't doing things on their own. They're not playing. They're not organizing their own games. They're not building the treehouse. The treehouse is built for them, and then somebody stands underneath and makes sure that nobody falls. Well, NASA started realizing that they were having a problem because as the Apollo 13 generation was retiring and they needed to replace the guys who basically sent us to the moon, they were getting these brilliant graduates of MIT and Caltech, and they could do anything, absolutely anything, when it came to a computer program or a simulation of something in the real world. But when it was the real world, when you needed to figure out how are we going to get these guys back from the moon with, you know, some duct tape and a carton of Tang, they were stumped because they had done so little on their own. Everything had been programmed. Everything was perfect. Everything was intellectually stimulating. But there was no leadership and no thinking on their feet. And so NASA and the Jet Propulsion Labs, from what I hear, have started, when they interview prospective employees, have started to ask them, how did you spend your childhood? Did you spend some time on your own? Did you tinker? Did you make anything on your own? Did you, you know, did you blow up something in the basement? Because that's what we actually need.
Oh, yeah, I did that on SimCity. That's right. I built a whole city through my computer interface.
Yeah, so I built a SimCity way to get those guys home.
No, it's really the case. And, you know, I've had some guests on my show who've talked about the real problem trying for employers trying to find employees, and not just NASA, but just across the board, people who not only are able to get the job done, but are willing to get the job done. And that, there's a second piece, because they were saying, you know, you ask people, you'll have these 18, 19-year-old interns, and you'll say, hey, can you go make a cup of coffee? Or can you make a couple of photocopies? And they'll say, heck no, I didn't go to college to be doing that kind of job. And so you've also got the sense of entitlement right along with the incompetence. It's like
a great combination.
Oh, my gosh. So I don't know what's going to happen as we go forward. And also this notion that, you know, kids are turning to their parents, mommy, can I go get a straw? And mommy says, well, as long as I'm watching very closely. And at some point, that's going to be the person who's going to say, excuse me, Obamacare, can I please take this aspirin? You know, it mm-hmm. just creates this total sense on the part of the kids that they're not competent.
The just sort of like, tell me what to do, I'm a vessel. Like we're talking about with the pick-off and drop-off, it's, you know, bring me someplace, tell me what to do, and then bring me home. One thing I heard that was very interesting was an article by an HR person. I think she was the head of HR at IBM, but I could be wrong. Saying that she preferred to hire the children of immigrants, preferably immigrants who didn't speak English, because that meant that the kids were not having their parents interfering for them all the time arguing with the teacher and doing their homework. If you're the child of somebody who doesn't speak the language, you have to assert yourself and become almost the grown-up in those situations. And she's impressed by them because they've made it on their own already. They've already succeeded by the time they've graduated college, as opposed to the mother calling up the professor and saying, B-minus, my son knows Milton like nobody knows Milton.
Yeah. You're getting that on the college level, too. You've got parents calling up college professors complaining about the grades. And parents wanting to go with their kids for college application interviews. If I were a kid, I would have been mortified. I actually moved out of my home at age 15. I went down to Mexico and lived on my own in a foreign country where they didn't even speak English. And, you know, I look at what 15-year-olds are.
If I was a lady from IBM, I'd hire you.
There you go. And that probably would be a good move, because I wound up, you know, running my own business when I came back. And, you know, starting college at 15 and just independently. I couldn't become a grown-up fast enough. I wanted all those skills and abilities. I wanted the ability to maneuver on my own in the world and be independent. And yet I look at today's kids.
The human drive is to become a grown-up until you've taken it out of kids by never letting them. I mean, say you drive a kid every day to school, and then you drive them to their soccer game, and then somebody, you know, the coach tells you when it's going to start and makes the teams, and now we're playing, and now you got to eat the organic grapes, and now your parents can drive you home. I mean, you really don't have much of a life, and it's we think that we're, you know, helping our children because we're giving them this great opportunity there on travel soccer, and we're not making them walk because it's cold or it's rainy, and actually what we've done is taken out that essential element of childhood, which is the drive to grow up and the joy that you get out of, like, I got myself home, I got lost and I got myself home. Those are great moments, not terrible.
Yeah, and we really do try to stamp them out of kids. All right, my guest this hour, Lenore Scanese. Her absolutely just riveting blog is at freerangekids.com. I encourage you to check it out. She's got stories on there of kids who've been suspended for school for doing things like making a sheet of paper in the shape of an L, because that shape L might look like a gun. What was this recent one you had on there about the cake?
The most recent case of this, and they do seem to be coming about one every 2 weeks, is this is a boy at the beginning of the day. He had some kind of pastry. It sounds like maybe a Pop-Tart. And he chewed it into, he was trying to make it into, he says, the shape of a mountain, but the teacher thought it looked more like a gun. And therefore, because of this deadly pastry, he was suspended because we've asked absolutely lost our minds when it comes to these zero-tolerance laws. And we can't tell the difference between a piece of paper shaped like a gun, a piece of pastry shaped like a gun, a Lego sculpture shaped like a gun. And kids are getting suspended for all of these, for a Hello Kitty gun, you know, which shoots bubbles. A child was recently suspended because we just go immediately to, oh, my God, what if this was real? I mean, we just love thinking of our children in constant danger and catastrophizing even the simplest, nicest parts of their day, like eating a pastry or playing with their friends. One kid was suspended because he was playing with another friend. He was playing, I'm going to save the world. And to save the world, he threw a pretend grenade, which is a totally imaginary thing, like I'm going to do now. Boom! You know? And that's what he got suspended for, because the teacher could not see the difference between playing and war and imagination and an actual grenade that would blow up the school.
And what is this conditioning for, though? You know, I fly all the time, and I'm standing in the TSA line, and you know that if I did what you had just done right now in the air, that
right.
I would be hauled off in handcuffs and interrogated
right.
under a swinging
right.
light bulb for 24 hours. And you know, it's not just in the schools, it's everywhere. And I think it's really conditioning for don't even think a thought.
It's absolutely conditioning to what I call, it's like learned obtuseness. It's like, you know, the chances that somebody's saying, wow, you know, I'm really going to bomb this plane is, you know, bored and surly from waiting in the line versus a terrorist who, and say it's a grandmother in a wheelchair and you're still supposed to treat this like an absolute threat. That's like willing yourself not to think like a normal human being and become an obtuse idiot, which is what you'd have to be to suspend a kid who's pretend playing war on the playground, which children have done since the beginning of time. I mean, it really is using no judgment whatsoever.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht. My guest, Lenore Scanese, is online at freerangekids.com. And let's go to, we got Mike listening in California. Hi, Mike. You're on with Lenore Scanese. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Doctor.
There we go. We hear you. Go ahead.
I'm in Red Bluff, California. We just had a girl kidnapped and murdered on our way home from school.
Oh, it's horrifying.
This week, the perpetrator said he went crazy on drugs. We had one of the interstate, international kidnap, murder, eat children arrested less than a year ago in Anderson, California, right up the street.
That's horrifying.
My own child is trafficked. The FBI is covering this up. Don't use their statistics. I personally know of an interstate ring. There's a cancer of corruption inside the FBI. And Alex is right. Our children are being trafficked. Don't let your children out there to be victimized.
Here's what I would say. I would say definitely have your kids, especially in a neighborhood where there's been a tragedy and perhaps the person hasn't been found, definitely travel with a buddy. That's obviously much safer. And what I always tell parents is to tell their children, you know, not that you can't talk to strangers, because, you know, if, God forbid, something bad is happening, you want the child to feel very free to knock on somebody else's door or to run across the street to the guy who's raking his leaves and say, I'm going to stand next to you. I don't like the guy in the van that's passing by. So you can always talk to strangers, but never, ever go off with strangers. And don't feel bad if you're making a stink or screaming or running. Don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel like you have to be a good girl. Don't go off with strangers. You can talk to strangers, but don't go off with strangers.
Well, and let me address this, because I think Mike is hitting on something pretty important, which is that there are international rings that do traffic in children. You know, even the mainstream media acknowledges this. So we know that kind of thing does happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say for parents in a community like that, I probably would not let a six-year-old walk down the street in today's day and age. Lenore, sorry, I probably wouldn't. But, you know, I see 12-year-olds who can't even go to the bathroom by themselves. You know, 12-year-olds, you were telling me the story of a 12-year-old boy.
Right,
because his mother didn't want to let him actually go to the bathroom. He's 12 years old. So, you know, at what point, and I would ask this of Mike, at what point do kids earn the right to be able to walk to the street or go to the bathroom? Where does that cutoff happen? Is it at 21? You know, when can they walk down the street?
Is Mike still there?
Yes, in this area, this is massive corruption. It's worse than Boston. You can Google up FBI ruling Bulger, B-U-L-G-E-R, Whitey Bulger. And understand, the FBI has been a cancer inside the FBI, has been allowing this to continue, including an interstate trafficking ring.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Mike. Let me just jump in with a couple of thoughts here. Mm-hmm. First of all, anytime the word Google comes up, I have to correct it and say around here we start page it, because we're giving billions of dollars of free advertising to Google every time we say to Google something. And we use start page, the private search engine here. But the other thing I want to say, Lenore, let's say somebody really just doesn't feel safe with their kids mm-hmm. walking down the street alone. Mm-hmm. That's not really what this is about, because what it's really about is letting a kid, you know, use a sharp knife in the kitchen, letting a kid, use a hammer and nails in their own backyard to build a treehouse. Things that nowadays parents are not letting their kids do anything.
There are parents who won't let their children cut a sandwich. There are parents who won't let children, you know, play in the backyard. What we've started to do is think of children as in danger by everything. And just like we were talking about with the TSA sees danger in every passenger, I feel like we as parents are encouraged to think, oh, my God, this cup has plastic, and plastic could hurt my child. Oh, my God, this drop-side crib. I mean, we just recalled all the drop-side cribs because it's sad. Once in a while, somebody dies in them. But does that mean that the crib is inherently dangerous? If one in 8 million children dies in a crib, we started saying that this means that we can't have that on the market anymore. So the crib is dangerous, the cup is dangerous, the knife is dangerous, and outside is dangerous because there's sun and the sun could give you cancer. I mean, we don't think of anything as natural or wholesome for our kids anymore. And we're
depriving
them.
I think it's harming the parents as well. All right, let me go to New York. I want to get a woman's opinion on this. Catherine is holding on the line in New York. Catherine, you're on with Lenore Scanese. Go ahead.
Oh, Catherine.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Oh, hi. Catherine, I was actually able to sit in on your talk up at the Liberty Forum in New Hampshire, and I want to thank you for that. And I just wanted to say that I grew up the complete opposite of what you're describing here. Hmm. I mean, unfortunately, when I was growing up, I was, like, kind of running away because my home life was a bit stressful, to say the least. There was, like, some domestic violence and divorce, and I was, you know, pushed out, forced to kind of grow up too fast. And I think, I mean, of course, there's a balance, you know, not letting kids grow up enough and pushing them. And then, you know, even me, I wanted to kind of grow up fast, but it doesn't work because everything has to be, you know, done in, you know, nature's process, and growing up too fast and not having people to rely on and lean on sufficiently enough actually prevents you from ending up independent and healthy also.
That's a great point. I don't think anybody's, you know, recommending that kids just be shoved out onto the street at age six and fend for yourself. Lenore?
No, not at all. First of all, I'm really sorry you grew up in that kind of environment because it sounds really rough. The idea of free range is not freewheeling, and it's certainly not abuse. It's the idea that we do what, you know, hopefully good parents have done throughout time, which is gradually train our children to be more responsible and give them their independence as they prove it. So if you teach your child to cross the street safely and you've watched him do it and you know that he's competent, then you let him start crossing the street, you know, your own block, and then maybe a couple blocks further. And you do the same with riding a bike. You do the same with letting them babysit. It's a gradual process, and it doesn't have anything to do with neglect. It has to do with teaching.
Well, and I think that it's almost a sign of an involved parent who actually wants to nurture those skills.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's probably much easier to just leave your kid in the basement playing video games and not ever let them do anything than to have them come up in the kitchen and actually help you out with the sharp knife.
Right,
you know,
right,
or learn
right.
how to sharpen a knife or actually enable them to do some of the things you're talking about. I think about, Lenore, when you let your 9-year-old take the subway, you were not just off in some crack house, you know, spacing out while he did that. You were, like, standing by. You were right there at the place where he was going to wind up. I mean, you were paying full and complete 100% attention to that.
On the floor with him and looked at the map and made sure he knew how to read the map and gave him quarters for the phone and gave him $20 in case, God forbid, something happened and he needed to hop in a cab. And had been on the subway umpteen times with him before, and we knew our kid.
It,
and we,
I think it's really, if I could just sum it up, I think it's a different form of involved parenting that's more about establishing independence than dependence. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back for the final segment right after this.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We are back. Final segment here. Catherine Albrecht filling in for Alex Jones as he gets some much-deserved rest. We need him tan, rested, and ready to continue to lead the revolution across this country against the New World Order. We all know what's coming. We all do. We all feel it in our bones, whether you want to call it a spiritual or a political or an economic battle. We all feel it coming. And I, for one, have my hat off to Alex Jones. Want to say thank you for all that he does. Also want to say thank you to all the listeners for all the support. I've gotten lots of lovely emails in from you guys this hour. I am going to be with you again tomorrow and also on Friday. Got a whole lineup of fabulous guests, and of course I'll be giving you the updates from my corner of the battle where I work on the issue of RFID tracking, consumer privacy, and also going to be reporting in on what's going on down there in San Antonio where they've got 4,200 kids wearing remotely readable RFID tracking beacons around their necks. See, that's really where this goes. Lenore Scanese is my guest this hour. Lenore, let me ask you about this program down in Texas, because taken to its logical conclusion, this idea that kids are not competent, that they're not allowed to go anywhere or be anywhere. I just spent a week down in San Antonio, Texas, talking to the vendor of this program where they've got these remotely readable tracking devices around kids' necks. Every 25 seconds, they believe that these kids are at such risk on campus that they need to pinpoint their precise location, store it in a giant database, and know where these kids are literally every 25 seconds all day long. That's twice a minute. Here's the part that really gets me is, as I was talking to Mike Wade, the vendor of this program at Wade Garcia, he actually said that one of the administrators at one of the schools says he can't sleep at night because after the kids leave the bus stop, you know, after they get off the bus,
he can't track them
all the way home and throughout their evening and for the entire rest of their lives. So he says he literally is losing sleep, quote unquote, because he cannot track the kids in his school after they leave school.
You know, it's so interesting because what I talk about a lot is that all these new devices that are supposed to give us peace of mind, from the cell phone to GPSing our kids to RFID tags, actually do the exact opposite. Because in the olden days, when I didn't immediately come home from school, my mom figured I'd stopped at a friend's house, or maybe I went to get a candy bar, or I was playing in the park, or whatever, and she didn't immediately freak out. But nowadays, if you can't get your kid on the phone immediately, if you send a text and they're not there, or if you're GPSing them and their battery runs out and you don't know where they are, the immediate idea is that, oh my God, they're in terrible danger, because that's what we've been trained to think. The second that we're not in touch, either physically or electronically, with our kids, we're supposed to imagine the very worst. And there are TV commercials and radio commercials that go on and on about, like, imagine if your child wasn't with you. Don't you have to know all the time, or they could be in terrible danger. And when you're taught to act like that, you start thinking that you can't let your children out of your eyes or out of your electronic eyes ever. And it drives you crazy, and it trains the child that they're a prisoner. It's like those ankle bracelets that guys on parole wear. I mean, somehow we're supposed to be tracking them all the time. What happened to their freedom?
Well, and they're going to grow up expecting that. They're going to feel unsafe unless they're being tracked, and they're going to be begging the government for the tracking device. All right,
taking it for granted.
That music means we're done here. Lenore Scanese, I want to thank you so much for joining me. FreeRangeKids.com. All right, and apologies to the callers I didn't get to, but I will be back, and we'll do it all again tomorrow. Catherine Albrecht filling in for Alex Jones. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.